Okay, good evening and welcome to tonight's Transportation Board District meeting. The time right now is 7:51 p.m. We just finished the regular business meeting and the Transportation Benefit District Board agenda was to begin at 7 p.m. or as soon as the regular business meeting ended, which we just did. So, Ms. Atkinson, will you please call the roll?
Certainly. Transportation Benefit District Board members present are Scarborough, Cuddeback, Hanford, Davis, and Pamholz.
Thank you. And Board Member Davis, will you please lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please let the record show that Board Member Rasmussen had contacted me earlier this evening and advised me that he would not be able to make this meeting. Without objection, we'll consider his absence as excused. All right, the first item that we have on the agenda is comments from citizens. This is a time set aside for members of the audience to speak to the Transportation Benefit District Board on any issue related to the City of Monroe, specifically the TBDD. We do have a sign-in sheet. Did anybody sign in? Nobody signed in? Is there any member of the audience that would like to speak? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and move on to the consent agenda. Board Member Hanford.
I move to approve the consent agenda as listed.
Second.
We have a first from Board Member Hanford, a second from Board Member Cuddeback. Any discussion on the motion to approve the consent agenda? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion passes 6-0. The next item on the agenda is business item number one. This is AB 17-001, resolution number 001-2017, establishing a material change policy. Ms. Hassard.
Thank you, Chairman Thomas. Make sure I get that right. So basically, again, this is just making sure all our T's are crossed and our I's are dotted. The board was enacted back in, I believe, 2012, and had anticipated adopting material change policy. Now that we are starting to spend the money, it's a good idea to get that in place. So what you have before you is the resolution that mirrors what is required by RCW, which deals with the 20% changes with regards to either budget and or timeline and or scope of work. As far as the timeline goes, there was a little bit of leeway where we could define that in looking at what other boards chose to recommend the 365 days. Right now, the money is being used for preservation projects, but if it were to be used for actual construction projects, as you know, those can be multiple years, and so we didn't want to have to come to you and have a meeting like every month if we had the timeline too short. So with that, Mr. Chairman, if there are any questions.
Okay. Council. Board, are there any questions? All right, seeing none. Is there a motion on resolution number 001-2017? Board Member Hanford.
I move to approve resolution number 001-2017, establishing a material change policy.
Second.
We have a first from Board Member Hanford, a second from Board Member Gamble for the requested action as identified in Agenda Bill number 17-001. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion passes 6-0. All right. Next item on the agenda is a public hearing. This is AB 17-002, Transportation Benefit District Plan and Resolution Number 002-2017, amending the 2017 Monroe Transportation District Budget. Ms. Assert.
So what's before you this evening does fall in line with our new material change policy. Public Works has been going out for bid with regards to the preservation projects that are scheduled for the TBD. And bids have been coming in at approximately 30% higher than anticipated. It is my understanding that checking with other jurisdictions that is pretty common as to what's happening right now. So we are recommending amending the budget so that we can accommodate that. The offset is when truing up the beginning fund balance, it's more than enough to cover the needs that we have for 2017. So because there is a public or a public hearing required due to the material change policy, we are requesting that this evening, after which consideration of any comments if received, we request that the amendment be passed.
Thank you. So we'll go ahead and open up the... Okay, are there any questions for staff? Councilmember Kiefert, would you like to have a public hearing?
Yes, thank you. I noticed requested action. There's no motion to close public hearing. Is that different because we're on a board setting now?
Respond.
Yes, you will need to close the public hearing after the opening and speaking of any of those present that would like to address the board.
Okay, thanks.
And that's my error. I didn't do that at other jurisdictions, so it's fine. My apologies.
So as we typically do, there will be a motion to close the public testimony portion of the public hearing, and then there will be a motion to close the public hearing, and then a motion which would be the requested action if that's council's pleasure. Got it. Thank you. Councilmember Scarborough?
The difference in the budget is coming from what?
The beginning fund balance. We had more at the end of last year than was anticipated.
Go ahead and open up the public hearing. Is there any member of the audience who would like to speak to the Transportation Benefit District Board for this public hearing for Agenda Bill Number 17-002? Okay, seeing nobody in the audience. Board Member Hanford?
I move to close the citizen testimony portion of the public hearing.
So, we have a motion to close the citizen testimony portion of the public hearing from Board Member Hanford and a second from Board Member Kemp. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 6-0. Is there a motion to close the public hearing portion? Board Member Hanford?
I move to close the public hearing.
Second.
We have a first to close the public hearing from Board Member Hanford, a second from Board Member Cutterback. Any discussion on the motion to close the public hearing? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 6-0. Board Member Gamble.
Move to approve resolution number 002-2017, amending the budget for the 2017 fiscal year, setting forth an effective date, providing that its provisions are severable from one another.
So, okay, I have a motion from Board Member Gamble and a second from Board Member Kemp for the requested action as written in Agenda Bill number 17-002. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 6-0. There is no need for an executive session. This is the end of our agenda. Is there a motion to adjourn? Board Member Scarborough.
Just one comment. I will not be here for the July 27th or June 27th.
We will understand that that relates to the county city council.
I need to get it in the house.
Thank you, sir.
I will.
A motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion to adjourn the board meeting from Councilmember Scarborough, a second from Councilmember Hanford. Any discussion on the motion to adjourn the board meeting? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion passes 6-0. Thank you very much.
Councilmember Scarborough's first motion.
I don't think it was.